Welcome back to another episode of the She's Building Your Empire podcast, episode number 260. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey ladies, Stacey Tuschel here, and today I'm going to be talking about the only way to sell your digital products. Now, I am actually here in Santa Monica, California for Lewis Howe's Greatness Mastermind. So we meet like four times a year, and this is one of them. So yesterday I had an all-day photo shoot while I was here trying to kind of tag team that in since it just made sense to do it. So thank you for hanging tight while I kind of get everything together. So if you're new to me, my name is Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for almost 16 years, and I help female entrepreneurs take their message and share them through digital products and help them just launch and scale their online business. So I'm really, really excited to do this topic today because this is usually something that I get a little bit of pushback on, and it's such a powerful way to do your digital programs that you've just got to listen up, okay? So we're talking about just a big mistake people make when actually creating their products, why the online space is changing and what that means for you, and then the ultimate accountability when creating your program. Okay, so here I've got a couple things I want to ask you just to kind of get your mind kind of just think outside of the box, right? We've got to get uncomfortable. We've got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable is what Tony Robbins always says. And I love, love, love that quote. So just think about this, okay? So how many of you have purchased something on a site like Etsy before, okay? How many of you have purchased something like Etsy? Okay. I'm going to keep asking you questions. You answer yes or no. Okay. How many of you have bought a birthday cake before? Okay. How many of you have bought, and I should say almost like ordered a birthday cake. How many of you have attended a live event before? So you've gone to like a business conference, some sort of networking thing that you've paid for. This isn't like a free meetup. This is something you've paid for. How many of you are married and had a wedding? Okay. So there's going to be lots of yeses. Okay. I know that. So now here's what I want to ask you, okay? If you've purchased something on Etsy and I told you that you paid her and then she created it, right? And then mailed it out to you. How many of you would be completely shocked that that was what that person did? Probably not many, right? You kind of assume you're going to pay her, you know, come to an agreement of what she's going to create you. And then after you pay her, she's going to ship it out to you, okay? Right. How many of you have attended that live event where you've paid and then you may or may not know this, but after you've paid, maybe the topics were finally picked and the guest speakers were booked and the slides were created and all of that other stuff was put together, okay? You probably knew that or you weren't that surprised when I said that, okay? These are all things that are completely normal and it's our level of expectation. But when I tell you that you can pre-sell a digital product, people are like, no way. Like first, even the word pre-sell makes people feel just like scammy, right? Like they're just going to rip people off. Or questions that pop up are like, but how will I for sure deliver it? Or what if I fall behind and do something that I, you know, don't give what I promised, okay? How many of you already had that feeling in your stomach of, I just don't like the idea of pre-selling, okay? Now, here is where I just think we go wrong. We let all these other industries, right? All these other vendors, these businesses do that. And we don't think anything of it. You order that birthday cake and you tell them that you need it on Friday. And you go there on Friday expecting for it to be ready, right? And the person who promised you that it was going to be ready on Friday was working on it until that time, okay? There is no difference between what they're doing and what we're doing here in the online space. So why do I think pre-selling is a really good idea? Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna tell you two stories of two different examples that just completely sell my idea to you, okay? Story number one, I will not say my friend's name, but she had basically spent a ton of time and money creating an online course. And while she was creating it, I mean, she's a high level, like what she does for done for you services, very, very high level. So she brings in money and she's trying to put money back into this course. So she hired a videographer, did her hair and makeup, filmed all of the course, had everything ready to go, did a big launch, spent a ton of money on the launch, and sold zero courses. Okay. So she called me and said, I know you teach launching, like what did I miss? And you're my ideal client. So what was the problem here? And I said, well, let me see, like, what was the course like? So she tells it to me and I immediately thought, but I wouldn't buy this, right? So you created a program for your ideal client, or you thought so, but your ideal client, there's a disconnect because it wasn't something I was going to purchase, right? So here's why pre-selling is amazing. Because I'll give you one more story. One of my clients that just did a launch, first launch ever, first online program, okay? She ended up bringing in 600 people for a challenge, okay? That's amazing. To build your email list by 600 people in a week, incredible. She had this really engaged challenge. She goes to sell the program, zero people bought, okay? And now you might be thinking, why are you sharing this testimonial? Because I'm not promising that every time you go to do a launch, you're gonna make $1 million, right? Like that may or may not happen. But what I can tell you is you stop wasting time on creating products that people don't want. So the cool thing about my client is she had a really engaged challenge. People love her. Her ideal client is there. She needs to go back to the people that are super engaged and say, what product would you have liked to have seen from me? Like what could I have provided even more value in? That is gold and people don't understand that, okay? So now story number one, this girl has a course that she spent all the time and money on that will probably nobody will ever see it, right? It'll become outdated by the time she ever wants to even do anything with that program. She'll have to re-record it. It's just completely wasted. Story number two, there is no wasted time in a program that was created, right? That program never happened. Now we know it was just here's a good example too. How many of you watch Shark Tank? Okay. So on Shark Tank, Lori Grenier, one of the sharks, she always says, like, I can spot a hero from a zero, like immediately, right? Like she just knows the heroes are going to just like skyrocket and be her big sellers, and the zeros, it's not going to work, right? The problem is in our business, you guys, we don't spot those heroes or those zeros. We think everything is a hero. We think everything we're going to do is going to just sell like gangbusters because of course it's amazing. We created it. And then sometimes we miss the mark, right? Sometimes we're just a little off and there's a disconnect between our ideal client and the product we created, okay? So why I like launching with pre-sales is because with pre-selling a program, and I'm gonna explain like what does that even look like, okay? The reason I really like doing that is because you get to move very quickly and fail fast, right? Failing fast is a good thing, right? Like putting yourself out there, figuring out like what do people want from you is a good, good thing. If you wait until it's perfect, you are wasting time. Okay. You're wasting time on finding out, is this a hero or is this a zero? Because we've got to figure that out as fast as humanly possible. Okay. So if you've got questions on pre-selling, throw them in the chat right now. I'm going to kind of explain it just a little bit. Okay. So first of all, the only way that I create digital programs, new digital programs right now, is by pre-selling. So my last pre-sell was a few months ago, and I basically came to the market and said, okay, guys, I want to create this program that teaches people how to create a specific product, right? But before I go and do that, I am going to have a small group, like a founding members group, where I'm going to, and this is what I did, but I said, like, you know, this program is going to be about $500, but, and it's DIY, meaning like there's none of my time involved. But I said to them, anybody that jumps into this program now for 6 weeks, I'm going to throw in some group coaching. Okay. And it's going to be the same price. So it was just like a no-brainer. Why would you not jump in? Okay. But this is the no-brainer. If people don't jump in for this, they're never going to jump in later when it's DIY. So I needed to know, do I have a product that people want? Okay. So as soon as we get the yeses and we have the program start, now we know, okay, let's do this. So for me specifically, it's all about setting the expectation. When you go and you order a cake, you tell them, I need it by Friday, right? So when you show up on Thursday and it's not done, are you upset? No, you're going, I know I'm early. Is there any chance it's there? And then they're like, no, because it's tomorrow. And you're like, okay, no problem, right? The only way you're upset is if you show up Friday, and I've done this before, I show up and they didn't even have my order. I'm like, my kid's birthday is today. So that's the only way you're upset is if you go there and the deliverable is not actually there, right? Like you were promised something and it's not there anymore. That's the only way you're upset. So when you go to sell a digital product, you've got to make sure that you set the expectation, and then the biggest one, you actually keep your promises. So one thing that I do when I typically pre-sell is I flat out say, you know, we're going to do 6 modules, and every week for 6 weeks, it's going to be dripped. Now, people will sometimes say, but what if I don't get it done in time? Okay. Again, so many people make promises in their business already. That is an integrity factor, right? Like, are you going to hold up that commitment? What would be a reason that you didn't get it done in time? Because I don't know about you, but this would be my first priority. I would make sure that before I did anything else on my to-do list, I would be doing this. Does that make sense, you guys? So with that said, as you are doing this, right, as you are making those promises, a lot of times what I see with my clients is they over-deliver. They say that it's going to be every 6 weeks, but all of a sudden they're giving you a couple modules at a time because it's the ultimate accountability to get it done, okay? That is the biggest thing is, if you think, well, I'm going to create the course and then I'm going to sell it. First of all, that course is going to take you so much longer than it needs to. Okay. Way longer than it needs to. And then not only will it take you longer, we still don't know if people even buy it. So now you've just wasted all this time. Like, it just doesn't make sense at all. Okay. So I would love to know how many of you are sold on the pre-selling factor. How many of you are going, still feels a little weird to me. Still feels like I'm like tricking people. Okay. And you don't have to trick anybody. When I pre-sold my last product, they knew it was never created, right? And I would sell that as a bonus. I would say the course isn't created. So whatever you need, I'm going to customize it to you, right? So, I had a client who she pre-sold, but then she quickly created all the content. Okay. So she created all the content and kind of put it out there. And what happened was she worked so quickly that we didn't realize how over their heads she was. Okay. So she was teaching like level 201 and they're like, hey, we're 101. Like, we're beginners. We've never done this before. So, you know, if you're teaching Facebook Live and you're like, okay, so when you're on Facebook Live and they're like, whoa, 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 what's Facebook and where is the button to like hit start, right? Like, you've got to slow it down. Does that make sense? So pre-selling is a great way to keep up with your audience. So that is, I think, one of the biggest perks too, is it's a huge win-win. And I think a lot of times people see it as a win for the person who's selling and not for the people that are buying, but really is a win-win for both people. Okay. So I want you to be thinking about that as you're doing it. Okay, my thing is going to shake, so I want to make sure I didn't miss any. I always write notes and then I never look at my notes. So now I'm like, okay. Oh, a couple little things that I want to say. As an entrepreneur, how hard is it to be your own boss, right? How hard is it? It's amazing, but then you're like, I'm supposed to do this today. Well, I could do this instead, right? All of a sudden, we're making all these exceptions because there's really nobody in charge of us, okay? So the reason I love to have this program out there and pre-sold is because you kind of get your own boss, right? These people who are expecting this from you, you all of a sudden go, no, I have to get this done today. Like, this absolutely has to be done. So yeah, you got to really make sure that we've got this ultimate accountability, whereas especially if you're somebody who's a procrastinator, how many procrastinators are listening right now? And you're going, I'll get it done later. How many of you have taken this to do on your calendar and moved it to next week and next week and next week? And you're going, oh, I should do this. The good news is you shouldn't do it. You should just plan your launch instead, right? So hopefully, you are, I see some people saying sold. Lindsay said sold. I have done it twice. And that's the best part is she's done it twice. So you know it worked for her, you guys, or she wouldn't have done it again, right? So make sure that you're thinking about, how do I best use my time? Because I don't know about you, but I'm very, very busy and I don't have time to waste on products that people don't want, right? And I know you don't either. So You will be happier. I will be happier. I promise you, you will be more productive and your people will be happier. That's the best part because it really, really is that true win-win. Okay. All right, you guys, I am going to get back to, I'm actually here for a mastermind in Santa Monica for Lewis House, and I need to get back. We've got so much stuff to do. It actually kicks off tonight, so I'm meeting up with some people. If you are not involved in our She's Building Her Empire Facebook community, make sure to pop on over there and let's keep the conversation going. Tell us your results of pre-selling or your feelings around, I don't know if I can do it. Let's just kind of keep this conversation going over there. It's shesbuildingherempire.club. And there are thousands of incredible female entrepreneurs, many of which that are watching right now live. Thank you for being here. All right, ladies, I'm going to jump off. I will see you very, very soon. Make sure to watch my Instagram stories because lots of behind the scenes from the mastermind. Lewis always over delivers. So you're going to want to check it out. Okay. All right. Bye, guys. See you soon. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.